Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Wow. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. You sound exhausted from that intro.
That was very tiresome.
Wait till they put more regulations on and trying to protect everybody, and they make us read a two five-minute disclaimers. That's coming, in case you don't know.
No, I believe it. I believe it. You know, it's let's not get started
All right.
on that.
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah. Good thing I took my pills this morning. I won't get excited. But anyway. It is Saturday.
Aren't they happy pills you take?
September 5th, 2020. It is 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if there is a sporting event at that time, we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning, live streaming from 10 to 11 a.m. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you'll be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, can't sleep, whatever, you can go to the website, sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Archives, and there's years of archives there.
Oh, God.
Yep. And finally, last but not least, at the website, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
Not this week.
Why not?
It's Labor
a holiday.
Day.
Yeah, they take off the holidays. Yeah. We don't, but they do. You know. So that's economists for you.
Right.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Phone lines are always wide open, as they are at this time in the show, and it's the easiest time to get in. I think even last time we left a couple of callers on the line. That hasn't happened in a long time at the end of the show. So if you want to get in now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to call in, we do have a chat box available at our website, sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. You're all set. You just have to click on Join the Chat, and you can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
And we do have somebody there, unless you want to talk about something else.
No.
Okay. A person wants to know if Bank of Nova Scotia, BNS, Boy Nancy Sam, which closed at 42.39, is a buy here.
Is a buy. I have a strange feeling that the banks are going to start doing better, having been a laggard group, and especially if there's any rotation going on in the market, you know, which could happen.
And they were talking about that.
It's possible, you know, and, you know, maybe Thursday's and Friday's action, you know, was the beginning of possible rotation. Who knows?
Or it was a Labor Day. A few days before Labor Day.
Well, they gave about 16
options.
Different possibilities of what happened.
Pick. Because they don't know.
No, of course they don't know.
I like the one that it was the options, whatever they were doing. They had a gentleman explaining it.
Yeah.
I was out of town and driving, and I'm like, God, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
It was hard to understand.
And I'm supposed to know what they're talking about.
Was that the one, the gamma trade or something like that, which is the change in the delta? You know, I don't know.
Really.
All the Greeks, you know, the gamma delta.
It's the same thing with the economists on trying to figure out what unemployment and employment is. And they're all shocked because they normally don't have any idea, but they come much closer when they're wrong. Once in a while, like the blind squirrel getting an acorn, they get it right.
They
have been so, and I'm not blaming them. It's got to be difficult to do it, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, as we said before, experts are just people that know more about a subject than you probably do, but that doesn't mean they're right all the time.
Correct.
Or, you know, or they're right more than they're wrong. It's that's always going to kick the experts coming on. It's okay, you know, whatever.
Ready.
Yep. But anyway, back to the Bank of Nova Scotia. Nice little pattern in it. It had broken the downtrend line, then it came back, and now it's going back above the downtrend line. Built a nice base all this year, you know, and broke out above that base at 43. And let's see what the potential price turmoil. Anyway, take this with a grain of salt. This is based on the point and figure charting method, a way of they calculate. And I don't know if anybody's ever done any statistics about how often it meets that price objective, but it does give you a way to try to make a plan. And since it's not time related, it could meet that objective tomorrow in this wacky market or next year or 10 years from now, whatever.
But, so what's the answer? Come on.
But there is no answer. But the answer is, the answer to this one, is it a buy? I think so.
And no, you're given the price objective. You had that dissertation, but you never gave it. You
gave
the disclaimer.
Oh, well. 69
All
is
right.
The price objective.
Sold.
And the previous high was 66, 67. But, you know, the first resistance will be a retest of 46. Then 49, and then 58. So those are levels to look at on the way up. The 200-day average is at 46, and it closed at 42. So that's one problem. Okay, so ideally, you want to see it above the 200-day moving average, unless, as we always say, you've done a lot of research into it. You really like the company. You want to take a partial position, then see if it follows through. But you want to see it above the 200-day, which is now at 46. It's slightly above the 50-day. That's somewhat encouraging. And I think, 47 would be the real breakout, you know, taking out the 200-day and so forth. So, and support should be in the 39 to, say, 40, 41 area.
Right. And
it looks interesting.
You know why people look at the stock, though?
But
it's got a 6.7% dividend.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I would rather own a U.S.-based bank than take a lesser dividend. Sorry.
Okay, that's your belief.
Yeah.
But it does look pretty decent here. And like I said, we want to see some that confirmation I'm talking about. And, watch those. We always say, we always give you levels. We don't call it a stop. Some people could or should use it as a stop. But, you know, if it does hit below this 39 level or so, you should reevaluate at least at that point and see what's going on. So
I'd rather own J.P. Morgan and get 3.5% dividend. I think the banks are undervalued. I don't know when they're going to move. That's the big question. But the banks have been undervalued for a long time.
I'm laughing because I almost said something I shouldn't say on the air. But anyway,
Jimmy's
laughing. I'll leave it up to your imagination.
Okay.
Oh, I still have that in my mind. It's, right. You know, messing me
I'm just
up.
Looking at your T-shirt that says social distancing. And what does it say? I've been preparing for this my whole life. There you go.
And people.
It's Peter.
People that know me, you know.
Oh, we know.
Give us
it's
a call.
True.
Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello, Willard.
Willard's listening somewhere.
Yeah, I'm spying on you guys. I heard your commercial, Peter.
You did, huh?
Yeah,
holy cow.
A couple times on 9:30.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you.
Christina sounds better than you, but...
Yeah. But that's the way it goes. She also she looks better than me, too.
Yeah,
so.
I know that. Well, I have a question. Tell me about BX.
Of what is it?
BX.
Boy X-ray.
Really? A real
Black
stock?
BlackRock.
Holy cow.
It's Blackstone.
Not Blackstone, BlackRock.
What's the difference?
They own each other and they own everything else, too.
$52.99.
The stock doesn't look great.
They bought Ancestry.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, the 200 days at 64. Oh, 54. Take it back. 54. So it's close. You know, it's 53. It's at 54. This is the point where you'd like to see it hold. And it still isn't an uptrend. So, you know, it's a potential buy point.
Okay.
And
poetic pause.
Yeah, support should be, you know, probably I'd say 49 to 51, 52.
So it's relatively close.
It's close, yeah. I mean if you really like it for a reason, you know.
No, I hate it.
Oh, you hate it.
I'm political, Peter, you know that. These people are criminals, but
thanks for calling. 3.5%
dividend. You have to go with, making money. Like at least people that invest in the drug companies. I don't do that. So.
Okay. I mean,
the next question.
Yep.
Are we in a correction, or is it just profit taking?
I don't know. I could go either way, really.
Could be both.
What bothers me is almost everybody that came on the air said, hey, this is nothing, no problem.
Right.
So it's only profit taking, you know, and so forth and so on. But a lot of times you got to realize the way the media works, they get people on that they want to say a certain thing, you know. So in other words, they may only talk to people who they know are going to say.
Right.
I always gave the example of one of the newsletter writers said he got called on the air and they wanted him to say the opposite of what he believed. He says, sorry, you know, I am not, you know, doing it, you know, so you never know. But I don't see that was a major problem at the moment.
So you don't see a correction for a little while?
Well, I mean...
You had it in the NASDAQ. You're down 6%, 7%, 8% in 2 days.
Yeah, a correction could happen in a day.
They come fast and hard
sometimes.
It's
just unbelievable.
That's where it's been.
And, yeah. You know, I was getting nervous ahead of this because when I look at a lot of daily stock charts on these hot favorite stocks, straight vertical, right?
Yeah, that gets scary.
And you do get a feeling of, you know, uh-oh, here's 2000 again, you know, with the dot-com bubble and everything.
Right.
So you get that feeling, and I was nervous about it, and actually I was going to cut back, call two people and let them know if they wanted. It's too late. It just happened so fast, you know. So
what do you think is going to happen Tuesday?
But what I noticed on Friday, okay, is, and I thought about this on Friday, I said, a lot of people who've been sitting out are going to look at this an opportunity. Okay, and the buyer, and they did come in on Friday.
Yeah. Did they?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So but, there could be another update.
Well, you know, I mean, you could have one more test, you know, down on Tuesday. And, you know, for example, I think, you know, Tesla at one point was down 6% and actually closed up for the day, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of them, you know, Microsoft.
Yeah, what is it, at 1,400 or something like that?
No, they split. So they're at
418.
418, which is 2,040.
Right, but they didn't get put into the S&P.
No, they didn't.
Right. And so in pre-market trading has been down. But I haven't looked at it since early this morning.
Yeah, people were expecting it to be put into the S&P 500, and it wasn't. So after market, I heard it sold off. You know, I don't know at what price.
Right. We got a long time.
But I noticed a lot of those stocks, you know, made plunging bottoms and just reversed back up.
It's down 6% in pre-market.
Yeah,
who knows? Oh. We got a few days before we have to worry about that.
So I think I don't think it's a problem at the moment. You know,
because I'm going to buy some more of my favorite stock.
I was going to say your no-name stock, right?
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to own the company.
Well, that's for sure.
So I'll be interested in what happens Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, I've seen some people, one good analyst service saying that gold's had it, you know, so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, which tells me it's probably wrong.
Yeah, I know, so.
Just what you said earlier.
Yeah.
I think gold's pretty solid where it is right now, and I think it's going to move up a couple $100 before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know where it's going to go. Everything is so damn manipulated. How can you tell?
Well, it's hard. It's a different world out there, and I keep telling people this is we're in an environment that I don't think anybody's ever seen before. You know.
No, this is an interesting phenomenon.
Yep, to say the least.
So, well, guys, we'll have a great weekend and happy holiday, and I'll talk to you in the future.
Okay, right. Good Thank hearing you. From you. Take good care. Have a good you. Weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Phil in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're both doing well.
We are.
As far as we know.
So far, so good. Same to you, hopefully.
Thank you. A couple of stocks I wanted to talk about. I've asked you about one on the chat box, but I got too much to ask you for that today.
Okay.
FCEL, Fuel Cell Energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a big bet on this stock, and it's interesting. It's been around 50 years. I don't know if they've ever made a profit.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I think everything is coming together for a big move, you know, with the hydrogen fuel cell being pretty hot right now, and I think they're in a good position to make inroads, and they're claiming they're going to be profitable within the next year. They got earnings on Thursday, and there's been a lot of institutional buying lately. Mm-hmm. BlackRock, you know, Vanguard, big, several million shares.
Well, it's $2.56 on the close, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so millions of shares doesn't mean, I mean, it's a, I'm just saying because
right.
of the price, yeah.
So I'm just wondering I'm more of a fundamental guy. I know the chart has been looking good, real good stair step.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's grudgingly going higher, right?
They had a little little downturn this past week, but
it's been trying to, you know, it's building, you know, a little base and then a higher base, and so it looks like it's building up, you know, and but you know, I would I say necessarily buy it. I would look.
That's the question.
How's the whole group doing in general? You know, plug is that?
Well, they're kind of lagging the group as a whole.
Are they? Okay.
I mean, they had their big move from 30 cents to $3. It's a turnaround. They have a new CEO as of about a year ago, and he's like a turnaround expert, and he's doing great so far. But they haven't made the big move that Plug Power and Ballard Energy have made.
So it's a laggard in the group, you're saying, yeah.
Well, for now, but I think their time has arrived.
Well, and, I mean, technically it's given a couple of buy signals, then it goes into a big consolidation again, gives another buy signal, consolidates. But, you know, the downtrend lines up somewhere in the 5.5-6 area. The price objective in the charts, 6, based on the chart. And, you know, right now I'd probably only reevaluate, and you've done a lot of research into it, you know, so I'd only reevaluate it potentially if it dropped to 2, you know, and say, well, that might be something to, you know, take a look at it.
Yeah, I don't see that happening short of some real bad news.
Right, well,
they got good news. They got good news from the SEC yesterday, I believe. They got a cease and desist, basically a slap on the wrist. They had some irregularities with transparency for stock offering back.
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago.
Under the previous regime, you mean?
Or? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Something to do with prospectus.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like an interesting speculation, you know, and something to look at, and especially if the group stays strong too, because it'll tend to pull it up. Yeah.
The question I have: there's supposedly a big short interest in it, like 30%.
That
how
always.
How can you tell?
Again.
How can you tell if it's like an organized shorters or just, you know, day traders or whatever?
You can't. No, you really can't, but the short doesn't matter who it is, okay? The short interest, if it's very high like that, sets the stock up for a potential big move to the upside. Sometimes the shorts are right, but, you know, in this market environment, a lot of short squeezes going on.
Short ratio is 2.17.
Yeah.
But as I look at it, now this is on FinViz, insiders own 0.1% of the stock. Institutions own 26%, but the insiders don't. I would think they would own more than that at such a cheap price, but I don't know.
They have some kind of bonuses if it when it reaches $6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the major officers are going to get their payday.
Well, the high short interest.
I'd be excited about that.
Yeah, but the high short interest is potentially beneficial to your position. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Well, they've been shorting it for years, but
but that's a high short there. That's 30%. That's high.
Right.
What's 30%?
She's saying the short interest.
I can't see that here. I don't know.
Oh, it should say
26%, right?
Well, 26 institutions own.
Institutional, right. Yeah.
No, it tells you what the short interest is.
So short float.
Yeah, what's the short float?
$205 million.
Yeah, but what's the percent?
Short, it's right in front of me. 17.8.
Yeah, So of the float, it's 17%.
Got
all right.
It.
Yeah.
It's 18.
Okay. Or 18. Get out of here. Anyway, yeah. Well, so, I mean, anything, you know, above 10, 15% or so, you know, can be very helpful.
Right. Okay, well, we'll just watch that and see what happens.
Okay,
interesting.
The other stock, a very thinly traded biotech, CKPT, Checkpoint Therapeutics.
Mm-hmm.
They supposedly have, in phase one trials, which they're going to do a presentation in a couple of weeks and report the latest results for solid tumors and lung cancer. It's supposed to be best in breed. And a few weeks ago, there were all these predictions that it's going to shoot to like $20.
Oh, jeez.
Close at $2.17.
Yeah, the only thing you can say it's like a bottom fisher position, okay?
Right.
Speculation. When are the announcements supposed to come out of the results?
Well, the final results are next year, but they're doing a poster presentation at some conference.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they're gonna give an update on how the trial's doing.
And when's that going to be?
I think it's September 21st.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know how these things go, you know.
Yeah.
If it's disappointing, it's probably a dollar or less stock again, you know. If it's somewhat positive, who knows, you know. But right now, you really can't say much about it other than support's probably in the dollar and a quarter to a dollar 50 area, you know. So it's speculation, especially on biotech.
Oh, yeah.
Biotech's always a speculation. But
thoughts. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. But
you look at their quarterly report and all the disclaimers. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it has to be. Oh,
how much could go wrong?
Oh, yeah. And as anybody, and me too, have found, you can be crushed, you know, overnight, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With these. So, you know, I mean, it's an interesting speculation. You know, don't put a ton of money into it, but, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, one last thing. Mm-hmm. Do you have any opinion on Vanguard's value fund I think it's VTV.
VTZ.
Their ETF.
No, it's not that. Do you have anything on the Vanguard Value Fund? Are you talking to?
No, I didn't. I can find it.
Just
the value, not international value, or is it an ETF?
It's an ETF, right?
Oh, okay.
It's got two V's on both ends, and I guess another letter in the middle.
VTV. That's what I'm showing.
VTV.
VTV.
Okay, we'll go.
Looks like it closed at 107.52. Does that sound correct?
Yep.
Let's see.
Supposedly there's a...
For a value fund, you know, this one may have been the one that was written up very positively, you know, in terms of the way they invest and everything. I don't know. I'm thinking, but, yeah, I mean, it looks... Do you own it? Are you looking to buy it or what?
I just bought it a couple of days ago.
It looks very nice, you know, because, you know, value hasn't been a great area to be in general, you know. But, you know, price objective on the chart's 137. And, you know, you would have to take out, obviously, the old high at 120, which would be the next resistance. And the 200 days at 106, which is right, you know, under where it is. So I would like to see, in general, the... say 100 to 106 area hold. Otherwise, you'd have to reevaluate it, but it looks good.
Well, the one thing I liked is on Thursday, all the other ETFs were down 3-4%, and I think that it was only down like it was less than 1%.
Yeah, which is
it's
a good.
It's not volatile.
Yeah, that's very helpful, especially in this market, to say the least. So, yeah, I like it. It looks very interesting here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your help this morning.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you for calling.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
Okay, if our callers will be a little patient for 1 minute, we will take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Go next to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Nice to hear you carrying on and and keeping chipper. I'd like to ask about three stocks.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that I nibbled at was Key Bank.
Mm-hmm. A nibbler's delight.
A nibbler's delight.
Well, maybe a value stock.
Well, yeah.
I mean, close at $12.89.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the chart, obviously, every time it hits the downtrend line, it goes down, you know, which is not thrilling. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's nothing in the chart that says buy it. So I would want the potential support between 11 and 12 to hold. Otherwise, you'd have to reevaluate it, you know. And you know, it's got to give a buy signal and break above the downtrend line, which would be 14, and that would be your positive sign. Yep.
Okay. The second one is INT.
INT.
They're down because they do fuel for aircraft.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down?
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's possibly, let's see.
Close at 2517, World Fuel Services.
Yeah, I mean, it's I've seen this company, it'll go through cycles, you know, and it looks like it's in the bottom of a cycle. A lot of support in the 21-22 area. And it's building, you know, a base, which it's testing that same area back from 2018-2019. I think it's kind of an interesting speculation here right now. You know,
What's the potential?
Well, the problem is, you know, your price objective, bearish price objective is 16, okay?
Oh, okay.
But you know, the bottom line is that you're in an important base area, you know. And as long as that base holds, you know, and you hold, say, even above, $20 or whatever, you know, it's still in that base. And you know, like I said, I've seen this stock over the years. You go through your cycles, you know.
Oh, okay.
And you know, it gets killed, then it goes back up, you know, and so I think it could be an interesting play. It's a patience type of play, you know.
Okay.
And you got to do your own research, and it sounds like, yeah, I've never heard of this company.
But I
don't like any of the energy companies, but if their main source of income is from the airlines, they're going to come back at some point. But,
yeah, it's just the right COVID announcement or COVID vaccine announcement or something.
Yeah.
Okay, one more.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
One that I had and I sold, but it's headed back down. OPK.
Oh no, that's an interesting one. I'm always full disclosure. I just had an option expire worthless on that this weekend. But
it's a healthcare company, right?
Yeah.
Close at $3.04.
Yeah.
But, you know, it got up to 6. And
yep. Yeah, I think it's, you know, obviously since I had an option on it, it's a interesting speculation, to say the least. I don't have any interest in it anymore at the moment.
Well, you know, the insiders were heavy in it. And,
mm-hmm, yeah.
And there's a lot of testing going on. Well, I think it started down from its high before this, but they announced that there was a discrepancy in their test, but they claim that was only one of their facilities.
Nah, well, yeah, obviously hurts you. But the good part is it's above the 200-day, which is at 240. And, you know, I think if we can stay above the 200-day, above 240, it could be an interesting type of speculation. You know, obviously, you don't put a ton of money into it. And, you know, hopefully it holds above the 200-day, then the 50-day would be resistance, which would be at 4.5.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay, right. Thanks for calling.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend there.
You too.
Okay, take care. Right now, phone line's wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can use our chat box at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. And then click on Join the Chat. Type a question, type a symbol. If you type a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Good morning.
I hope Willard's listening. I got a real good story to tell.
Okay.
So there's an article published in AAII about 6 months ago. It talks about the six cardinal sins most investors have, and we've joked back and forth about that. We see everybody has a few of them. Well, I committed one on Monday. Let me tell you the story. I'm at the office, and I've got CNBC on. I'm watching this market go up. I said, I go to my computer. So I go to my computer. I punch out QQQ. I throw my 5-10 and 21-day moving averages in for it to see what short-term it looks like. And I go back about 3 years, and it's selling at its highest premium to the 5 and the 10 in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I put an order in to buy a QQQ option. Option selling for the spread is 240, 250. Victor puts his in at 245. I'm watching it. And Victor's stubborn. He's not going to spend the extra 50. I never get the thing.
It's a put, okay? Right? You're talking about a put you were buying?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a put on the QQQ just for with a little fun money and make a couple hundred, go move on. And I just watch it on TV at the office. That option that Victor tried to cheap go down to cheap at, didn't want to pay 250 for it. Would have paid 250 for it instead of 245. That option is $22 now.
Wow!
Oh my God!
18.
What are you saying for a nickel?
No, $240, $200 would it cost for you for 240 to 250 it was. For one option it was I could have got it at 250. I put it in at 245. I just don't bother to change the order. And guess what happens? Don't get it. End up canceling the order. I don't go good till cancel. I end up canceling the order at about 3:30. Make a long story short.
Yeah, I know. I see what you're saying. Yeah, and what I've been finding in this market lately, trying to play the game in between doesn't work now.
You know, it doesn't.
It does not. Yep. Because
Guess what happens 8 out of 10 times when you don't get it?
Yeah, well, exactly. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, a couple of times I was looking at selling some options, and I kept trying to put my order in between. I put it in between, and then it drops. Then I put it in between again, and it drops, you know.
I told 100% a guy that happened to me on Freeport McMoran in the last week, same deal.
Yep.
That's my story. Now I'm going to get an opinion on it.
Yep. I think in this environment, you know, that you end up in the end, put it in at market, you know, and get out, you know, and that's it.
I could see Willard drinking his coffee, just shaking his head, you know. What's this guy doing? What's this guy doing? All right, I got a chart I like here. HSIC, Henry Schein.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that one.
What was the symbol on that?
HSIC. Henry, okay. Sam, Ida, Charlie.
Okay. HSIC. It's going to be, very interesting. I see what you did. So what did you do? Sell a put at
what? I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you looking to do?
I'm looking to do a covered call. Buy the common.
Oh, you are.
Or buy the common. Put a buy stop in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ready to break out if we get any kind of market. I like the underlying company. I know it very well. and I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to buy. It was a buy write on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I mean, right now it's consolidating. So what kind of breakout you looking for? You mean, in other words, it's at support right now.
Yeah, I don't know, but what I'm saying is it's got this going down on the low volume, and I like the where the 10 to 20 and the 50 are in. Mm-hmm. And I would say, I'm in my car now. What was the close?
The close
65.64.
Yeah, 65.64. The 50 64.72.
57.
What's that?
What'd you say the close was?
65.64,
but the 50 day is 64.72.
67 was going to be my buy stop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I do buy stops now. I like the buy stops. Let it show me it's got what I think it's got before I jump in on it.
Yeah, you're very true. And you could be trying to buy support and support breaks, you know. So
show me
the support's good, right?
Right. You know, show me you got something because I lose 2 points on the buy. I don't really care. I'm not expecting to make a point or two. I'm expecting to make 10 or 12 points.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep.
Right? You like the chart, though, huh?
Yeah, it's if it holds that support, if it holds a 200-day, yeah. Yeah, no question.
It sounds like you like my story better than you like the stock, though, huh?
Well, like I say, I like the way
Pete likes to suffer with people. So
I like to suffer. Misery loves company.
I like busting his chops. I'm only
one thing I want from you. You know the play you mentioned last week.
What?
What the heck was the stock?
I mentioned a lot of plays.
Yeah, I know. Well, this one was. I think you sold a call for 30 on the stock, or whatever it was.
I got about 8 positions open.
I think it had a very high dividend. Why can't I remember what the name of the stock was?
I got 7 things live right now, so I don't remember which one.
Well, it's a big name company, which
there's a lot of big name companies.
It's got three letters.
It's got
in the
three letters in the symbol.
Oh, wow, you really narrowed it down to about 12,000 stocks.
No, you were doing it, you know, because it was going to pay a dividend a certain time, okay? And you sold the call, I think, just beyond the dividend. Yeah, I think you got a seven.
Oh, no. Telephone.
Telephone. There you go.
Telephone. One letter. Yeah, I know.
One letter.
That's it. We threw you off. He said three letters, you know.
Telephone.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody called me up on that and didn't understand. You know, he knew nothing about options, so now he's reading up about options and everything. Could you explain that one again?
So people that are looking for an income, they can't, instead of buying a bond or a bond fund, and you're looking for income, a telephone has a relatively safe dividend that's quite good now, about 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their ex-dividend day is middle of October. So what you do is you buy the common, okay? You buy the common stock, and you buy and you actually sell a call option that's going to expire 1 week after the dividend, the ex-dividend day. So, but you sell it well into the money. You sell like a 20 call or a 22 call. Your expectations are not to make anything on the option. The option trade is just what they call a hedge. You just want to collect the div. It's a no-brainer here, guys.
Yeah, 7.1% is the dividend now.
Right. Yeah,
close at 29.42.
Yeah, so whatever the premium, what premium did you collect? Like $7 or something like that, or?
Yeah, exactly. It was about, I think, 10 cents above what the price that I sold the option was. Correct. And that's not the point, though.
So, yeah, but no, but you're protected down $7.
Exactly. Yeah. I had a guy come in my office that does what you guys do for a living, and we start doing this small talk. And he's talking to me, and I go about. We talked about bond funds and blah. What do you put your people in? And he goes, well, I like this all world bond fund he was big on. And I said, well, what is it? He goes, it's a safe 2.1. And I go, let me give you what I'm doing. And I tell him my play, and And like a, the guy looked like he saw a ghost. He said, I never thought about this. And I said to him, you're telling, I know this guy for 27 years. I says, you do this day to day, and you what I do, I'm telling you this is a good play. I says, you should go and hide yourself under your pillow.
Jeez.
And he smiled and he goes, well, I don't take that as an insult because that's the way you are. You touched that life. I said, yeah, but come on now. This is what you should be telling your people. You know, come on. All right, I got to go, guys. Good
okay,
call.
Well,
right.
Hey, good have talking good to you. Take care. Thanks. Have a nice holiday there. Thanks for calling. Okay, right now, phone lines are once again wide open. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Well, actually, you're right there when you click on Chat and Archives, yeah. Right? And then say, join the chat.
There
and
you go.
Ask a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Okay. Art in New Jersey, Pete, is asking. Hi, Art. Hope you're having a good weekend. What are the advantages of buying a Vanguard fund as an ETF through a brokerage account rather than buying the same value fund through Vanguard? I know you can buy and sell the ETF anytime during the day. So there's really no, it doesn't matter. It depends where your assets are, I would think.
And, no, I mean, if you're a fee person, you know, you might, you know, look at what's the difference in the fees between the ETF and the fund.
Well, that's the basic, right. There's right. going to be some type, would assume some type of charge at a brokerage
right,
firm.
Right, yeah. I mean, there is a fee and it built into the fund and the ETF.
Right.
So, I mean, but I would think, I couldn't say, you know, but I wouldn't think there's a big difference, but who knows, you know, between them, you know.
Well, it's a
I do like the fact better that, you know, with the, at least with the ETF, you can sell it anytime during the day, you know. So I kind of like that advantage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Then okay. We have another question. Rather than putting money in CDs, any views on low volatility ETFs such as SPLV or ACWV? Much better yield than CDs, your views.
What was the first one? SP what?
SPLV.
Dun, 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 dun.
Of course, CDs, you're getting close to nothing.
Well, certainly, what is this thing anyway?
It's the Invesco S&P 500 low volatility.
Boy.
Closed at 53.68. Has a dividend of 2.7%.
Yep. Beautiful chart. You know, don't look for this to be something stable, though, okay? At least the CD is stable. Right.
Well, that's the meaning there could be, it says low volatility, but there could be volatility. You can lose money. A CD, you're not going to lose money.
No, I mean, don't forget that back in, let's see, well, when this thing had, it was up as high as 62, and in a relatively short time, dropped to 39. You know, and now,
and that was
now,
during the COVID
right,
March,
yeah,
right.
But now it's back to 55. I'm just saying this is not a stable item, you know, which has a lot of fluctuation, but beautiful chart on it, you know. So it depends what you're buying it for. If you're buying it for stability, no, you know.
Right.
But if you're buying it, you know, to make money, nice chart.
Well, he's saying he's comparing it to a CD.
Well, if you compare it to a CD, then forget it, you know. That's
forget it what?
It's not this anywhere comparable, okay?
Right.
You're comparing the dividend, the yield, that's fine, but they're two different animals,
right.
Okay?
No, that's, I agree
but,
with you.
But
right.
It's nice. I mean, you know, the price objective is 68.5 on it, and, you know, it's got support around 51 to 52, and it closed at what, 53.68?
Right, and here's another one, ACWV.
ACWV.
Yeah. Close at $92.02. It's an iShare minimal volatility global ETF. And this has a yield of 1.6. But, you know, if somebody's saying, I want the money safe, I, you know. But
it's, no, this is not.
This
I mean,
it's
the same
it.
Thing.
So it's
you
hard
know,
to compare.
With the COVID, it dropped from 99 down to 71. tends to have, you know, quite a bit of fluctuations. Once again, you know, a very nice chart on it. You know, potential price objective 105, the 200 days at 90, and a close at 92. So you'd say, you know, certainly if it's above the 200 day and stays above it, you're in, you know, good shape. And if not, then you have to reevaluate it. You know, both of these, if it dropped below the 200 day, you reevaluate it.
Right. Right. And he may be going on the premise that lightning won't strike the same thing twice. But
I mean, it may turn out and you say, oh, I should have done that. But you're not. It's not comparable. Not comparable.
Right.
Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Very easy to get in right now. Also, you can use the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and then click on Join the Chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Also, in looking at the market, the NASDAQ had the worst week, which is not surprising, you know, because of the type of stocks that are there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I get a kick out of, now they have more than the FANG. They got the FANG M and the FANG MET, F-A-A-N-M-T. No, G-M-T, yeah. F-A-N-G-M-T now, you know.
XYZ.
They're going to keep adding symbols to the end of it, you know, because they added Microsoft and Tesla.
Oh, okay.
And there's Google, right. You know, and so
not
forth,
Alphabet,
you know.
But Google?
Yeah, Google.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So,
anyway.
You know, it hopefully reminded people that, you know, things can turn very quickly.
The market can go down.
It can, right.
Well, we had some interesting figures come out on Friday with employment, and like I said, everybody was a bit off on this, but you know, the unemployment rate dropped from 9.8 to 8.4, from 10.2 to 8.4. The consensus was 9.8%. Average hourly earnings, didn't hear much about this. Expected was 0% increase and was up 0.4%. And also, the average work week was up 0.1%. That would bode well for an economy coming out of a recession. I think it's still COVID related, along with stimulus related. But Mrs. Pelosi and President Trump agreed to not let they expanded the Treasury or the budget or whatever to
Same game that's played every year, you know. So, but the interesting thing about the Fed changing the way they now target their operations.
They're talking about inflation.
Yeah, inflation, right. But they're saying average inflation. So that means they can tolerate quite a bit above 2% at times, because it'll be above and below, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people recognize that. So that they're targeting average inflation to be above 2%, at 2% or above, you know, or at 2%. So when you say average, you know, they could allow it to go to 3.5, whatever. And so that's one thing. Number two, in talking about interest rates, they can't afford interest rates to go up. The country can't afford it.
Right.
So it's another reason for keeping it down. I even saw one person making an argument, believe it or not, I don't know if I totally agree, but he says the implications of this latest Fed move is that we could see rates near zero for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to be wrong in that.
Because
they're usually wrong in that.
Yeah.
But they're going to stay low. But you're right that they're. I believe you're right that they're. A little nervous about inflation going up, and being in a weak economy and go from there. But here's my prediction: if President Trump wins and they do get rid of the Social Security tax, you know, where are they going to get the money? The FICA. the money that goes to Social Security. He's talked about a holiday, but he has also talked about
it has to be paid back, or he's eliminating it.
Right. Well, he's talked about that. And if that does happen, how about going out, projecting what the next 50 or 100 years the needs for the money are, and do a 50 or 100-year treasury bond issue, which we have talked about. Rates are so low, that's something they could do. But it's got to be money they can't be touched. Other than for Social Security or Medicare.
Well, that's two of the problems. You know, I mean, the Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, okay? And it's been recognized for decades, and nobody did anything about it. You know, if Social Security had been put away in a trust fund, there would be no problem at all. It would have earned tons of money.
Right, but they dipped into it.
Well, number one, they just used it, right, exactly.
Right. Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I agree. And number two is, I forgot what the, I don't know if it's changed, but it was, what year they did this, but, you know, they kind of threw Social Security just into the pot. You know, it wasn't a separate thing anymore.
Right.
It's thrown into all tax receipts.
Right.
And they use it.
Right. I think he's going to separate it.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I think I remembered that the government had borrowed $5 trillion out of Social Security. And yet they sit there screaming, you know, you did it. You know,
a mere $5 trillion.
Right, a mere. Not who knows what it is now. So, but, you know, some people, it's like reading the headlines and not looking at, you know, stories and not looking at what's behind something, you know. And you have to dig a little deeper these days. Yeah, and
You can't trust the media?
Can't trust anything.
Yeah, I know. You got to do your own research.
That's exactly right.
Is that the point you were trying to make?
Exactly.
Did I make it quicker than you?
Well, yes. It's like whether you're Republican or Democrat, you should reevaluate your beliefs all the time. Take a look at the other person's reasoning and so forth, and don't just stick to your views no matter what, you know.
I think you want to know what the other side is thinking, but you need to look at everything.
As Simon and Garfunkel said, what'd they say? They said,
bridge under troubled water.
Right. We're going to go to Tony and Clarence, but I think our time's up. Tony, you'll have to call us back. Right now, we're at the end of the show. And, you know, until next week.
Happy Labor Day.
Keep your powder dry. Do your own research. Take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.